Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Do a little entertainment here with Mr. Paul Hall. We're going to start with a movie called Eternity.
You've passed away, Larry.
Who are you?
I'm Anna. I'm your afterlife coordinator.
That's not a job.
And this is the junction, where you choose one place to spend eternity.
Larry!
What do you mean, Larry? We were together a week ago.
Well, a lot has happened in a week. You died, I died. I've just been reunited with both of my dead husbands, and I have to pick where to spend eternity.
This is a theatrical release, Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. How are you this afternoon? Tell us about this one.
I'm good. One of the films that got a nomination in the comedy category for the Critics' Choice Awards, which we announced today. You can see it at commonguy.com. But this is a tale of what happens when you die. Where do you go? And in this case, they say you go to this area that looks like a big shopping mall where every world to spend eternity has pitchmen to tell you, you know, why you want to spend eternity in Donut World, for instance. You know, why we have the best donuts around, because you've got to spend the rest of your life there. So when one man dies, played by Miles Teller, he goes and he's got to wait for his wife. He doesn't know when she'll arrive. Finds out that her first husband, 50 years earlier, who passed away in war, is still pining for her. And he's there as well. Now she's going to have to pick. Imagine that. You get to eternity, and that first love and that last love are both facing off for you. It's funny because of the way they handle the selection of what eternity is and where you're going to end up. It works because of the actors that are involved in this. Miles Teller and Elizabeth Olsen are your two main headliners alongside Callum Turner. And those characters make this unique and an interesting and a fun ride that's different than most everything you're going to find out there right now in theaters. Of course, it's kind of getting swamped with a number of different titles that are out there. But I can tell you, this is one of those titles that having someone who recently passed in my life, you kind of wonder,
yeah,
what are they doing these days? You know, so it's kind of interesting. It fits the holidays season. Eternity is still in theaters, but probably fading fast, unfortunately.
Yeah, because all the competition out there. We never got to talk about, I just asked Jane this question because we were off last week, and I think I did talk about it before you had ever seen it, but did you go and see Wicked? Had you caught the second Wicked or not?
Yeah, it's you know, I finally got a chance to catch up with it as we were getting ready to do our balance here, and it's okay. I don't think it's the blockbuster that first film was. By any means. I know people who think very differently from me, and I know people are head over heels. I mean,
now, Jane, you said you know some people thought it was better than the first one, right?
Yeah. I mean, which, you know, I think is definitely a minority, but people, I mean, but there are those people.
Yeah.
You got to know this, though. I mean, Jane's wrong about being Eddie, so, you know, who knows what she's right about?
Really? So did you love the Eddie Murphy one?
I did. Okay. I just love going back with him and seeing all about his life. So I can't help you're wrong. It's okay. You're right a lot of times. Not
yeah,
that one.
I just
so
yeah,
let me run down.
I would know more about
him. I used to vote in these, and you know, for the last 2 years, I have been a non-active member of the Critics' Choice. I've kind of moved on, but here are the Best Picture nominees, many of which I have not heard of: Begonia, Frankenstein, which is on Netflix, Hamnet, which I think also maybe opens this weekend.
It opens today.
What is Jay Kelly? What's that?
Jay Kelly's George Clooney and Adam Sandler, and the story of how the movies control Clooney plays an actor and how the movies have always controlled his life. Everything he remembers about his life, he was acting and doing it. This is a film that I think is better for those of us that are in the industry or around the industry than for the general public. It kind of did a theatrical stint. It ended, you'll still find it in a couple theaters, but it's on Netflix as of today for you to check.
Oh, wow.
I like it a lot. I just don't I don't think people outside of the movie biz are going to see it necessarily through the same eyes.
So the other nominees in the Critics' Choice is 10, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another. I've heard that's relatively good. Sentimental
really good.
Value. Sinners, which I've heard mixed of, but that got 17 nominations. Train Dreams. What's that one? I've never heard of that.
That one's over on Netflix right now, too. That one premiered on Netflix, I think it was last week or the week before. You know, you go away for Thanksgiving, you miss some things. Train Dreams, it's the tale of a man who is part of that original building of the train system and kind of living out and in the wilderness to kind of build America and build America out. It's an absolutely gorgeous film to look at. Netflix is where you can find it now, and it's definitely a very good movie. It's very slow, and not everyone's going to find themselves getting into it, but I did enjoy it quite a bit.
The other nominee for Best Picture that I skipped was Wicked for Good, but I guess you guys snubbed what's her name, Cynthia Erivo, right?
You know, I didn't look that deep on the noms. I posted them, and I didn't look that close. It's one of those things where not everything can ever make it through. And I think we did a lot of noms on the Sinners ballot. I don't question folks because everybody's got their own opinions. I don't know that it should have gone that deep there. I'm a little disappointed we did a little snubbing of the movie F1, which I really love. I really like Wake Up Dead Man, which is in theaters right now. The Rian Johnson, kind of the third Glass Onion movie, if you're a fan of those type of Benoit Blanc, Daniel Craig films, that's in theaters now, and believe it or not, that's on Netflix next week. So we'll talk more about it next week for sure. So there's so many titles in here. Marty Supreme is a decent ping pong movie. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks.
I've never heard anything described as a decent ping pong movie. That's unique, Paul.
Ping pong. It's the infancy of ping pong.
I love it.
I enjoyed it.
Look, I got one of the best Christmases ever was when I got a ping pong table from Santa, and I would play.
That's awesome.
I would play with it. You know how you could kind of lift it up and you just play. This will sound dirty with yourself, but you know I would envision that I was in these ping pong tournaments, and I just loved it. I mean, that was a big game when we were kids, right?
We still have tournaments.
Do you? I love it. It's a fun game, for sure. I didn't know that was a ping pong themed movie. All right, anything else you wanted to talk about? You want to talk about some streaming releases as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did want to mention Oh What Fun. And you may have watched the football game last night over on Prime. Prime has launched Oh What Fun, brand new, straight to them. The thing about it I like is the fact that one of my favorite actresses of all time happens to be in this movie, and I haven't seen her around in a while, and that's Michelle Pfeiffer in the lead role. She plays an overwhelmed mom at Christmas. Go figure. We've seen this, right? I mean, as far as what it is, it's kind of a cheesy movie, but the caster makes it fun. And anyone who's had a mom, that's most of us, or spent Christmas with an overwhelmed mom, or kind of any mom who's been kind of short-shrifted, shall we say, when it comes to everything's about the dad and the Santa, and Santa brings everything and mom has nothing to do with it ever, you kind of relate to Michelle Pfeiffer here. Her,
as I say to my family, oh yeah, Christmas just happens.
It just happens.
It just happens. Miracle.
You will definitely relate to this,
there
Jane.
I tell you,
it's a wonderful hour and a half of just fun. Is this a great movie? It is not. There's no question about it. But when you're looking for that holiday title that's a little different with some big-name stars, including Felicity Jones, Chloe Grace Moretz, Jason Schwartzman, and Dominic Sessa, among others, you will have a good time with Oh, What Fun. Direct to Prime. It started, I believe, last night.
So that movie has Dennis Leary in it as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to mention, because I always mention this at this time of year, it's really one of the forgotten, brilliant Christmas movies. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a dark comedy called The Ref. Have you guys seen that? Jane, have you ever seen The Ref?
I don't think I've heard of it,
God.
But I don't think I've seen it.
Dennis Leary plays a cat burglar, if you will, and he tries to break into a house, and Kevin Spacey is the husband, and I can't remember who the wife is, but they just hate each other. And Dennis Leary falls into the situation where he's robbing these people that just can't stand one another, and they're driving him crazy. It's very, very funny. It's only about an hour and a half movie, came out in 1994, but I would recommend that. Now, let me tell you what I did, and I was going to recommend this to Jane, and I told her about it earlier, Paul, but this was really fun for me, and I think it would be fun for other people to do as well. We've talked for weeks about the John Candy documentary, and I hadn't seen it last weekend, but I decided to put on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it was just amazing. The movie held up. I had forgotten how serious parts of that movie were, you know, and how dramatic, like the scene in the hotel room with John Candy and Steve Martin. But what I did after that is I paired it immediately after I watched Planes, Trains, and I hadn't watched it in probably 25 years, if I had to guess. Then I watched the documentary, which is called John Candy, I Like Me, which
man.
Is a move that's a line from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when he's having that argument with Steve Martin. Then, so that's my recommendation. Watch Planes, Trains, and watch the documentary. But I want to step further. You know what else I watched this week? And it held up? Splash.
Oh, I love that held
that's
up.
Awesome.
They, you know, they have Tom Hanks featured in the documentary. His son, Colin, directs the documentary. And I think that I was thinking, is Splash going to be funny? Is that going to hold up? It did. And mainly because a young Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah were just outstanding. And John Candy had a big, you know, role in that film as well. So there's my streaming recommendations, if you will. Jane, you got anything? You watch everything.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of the list. I've watched so much lately. I always forget. I should have a list when I come.
I had a listener that said that they, I guess, on NBC, they played an episode of All Her Fault, which is on Peacock.
I watched that.
And I've heard that that's really,
binge
really good.
It. Mm-hmm.
And have you tried Stranger Things yet or not?
Yes.
And?
And I watched the first episode is stupid.
Okay.
Well, see, that's
what
we were thinking.
But it was kind of weird. It was almost like they didn't know how to write for the kids that they got older. But then the rest of the episodes.
Okay. Are you done with it?
Almost.
Okay. Man, the amount of time you have in your hands, I don't know.
No, I don't
sleep. You like
Trump
and you don't sleep?
I don't sleep.
She does not sleep.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
It's simple, commonguy.com. I'll leave you with this. Just announced this week, our favorite, well, one of our favorite Bassos comes back February 19th.
Night Agent
season 3 hits Netflix.
Gabe Basso, St. Louis guy. That's awesome to hear. He's had a lot of success with that as well. And wait, there was one other thing I was going to tell you. Now I completely forgot, so I'll have to save that. You have a great week. We'll talk next Friday.
You take care.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.